There's a wasp in my bottle. Yes, he's scrabbling round at the bottom of the bottle, going round in circles, occasionally up the side of the bottle. Now, the bottom of the bottle has got some lager in it. Not very much, but maybe to a wasp, the amount that's in there is significant. He's just flying now and lifting himself off the bottom of the bottle and pressing against the glass in the bottle. It's a Heineken bottle, Heineken lager bottle. And it sat beside me while I was listening to a number of audio boos. And then I finished it as far as I was concerned. And I didn't pay any more attention to it. And I got on with what I was doing, which was communicating with Zachem in Switzerland and making a few other audio boos and listening to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, which is really my first time listening to her review of Coffee, listening to Greg McQueen talking about Yandelong, which I can't spell, which I can't find on Google. But the wasp is going round and round. Now, I never saw the wasp enter the bottle, and the entrance to the bottle is, I suppose, a mathematical, has some kind of a special relationship, but the diameter of the bottle has some kind of a special relationship with the diameter of the base. In other words, the entrance and the base are in some kind of relationship. My guess is one is about twice, or maybe four times the size of the other. But I wonder about this wasp. Was he a lead scout for other wasps? Did he hesitate before being courageous enough to move down into the bottle from the lip of the bottle, the top of the bottle? He certainly got in there, and the bottle is it's about 12 inches away from me. They're very close. I didn't notice any buzzing at the time. I can't, just going to see if I can hear anything inside the bottle. You have to be careful when you do this. If you put your ear right up to the diameter of the bottle on the top, the wasp might fly suddenly straight up the bottle and go crashing into my ear, and I wouldn't be responsible for what might happen next. If that happened, my iPhone might go crashing out of my hand. But I am intrigued to hear if there's a sound. If you put your eye into the bottle, that could also be a bit risky. Can you hear anything? I've got the iPhone upright, standing upright on top of the bottle, banging against the bottle, banging against the side. Can you hear those little legs scrabbling around inside? Is it legs that a wasp has, or feelers, or whatever you call them? I know I'm not meant to like wasps, but I do feel a little bit of an affinity for this wasp who is going round and round. He'd probably be drunk by the time he's finished, really. I mean, there wasn't very much left in the bottom of the bottle, but how much Heineken does it take to get a wasp drunk? And when a wasp is drunk, does a wasp behave differently from normal? Will I have a staggered wasp? What about that novel, The Wasp Factory? Anybody read that? That gave me kind of nightmares, really. Not exactly, but that was a tough novel to read. The Wasp Factory. Can't even remember who wrote it. I think I probably blotted it out. He's somebody very well known, very talented. Okay, there we are. It funnily enough, I noticed the wasp in the bottle at the same time as I was listening to Dean Reed talking about mindfulness and going off to walk the banks of the River Derwent next week, walking upstream. And I very nearly interrupted Dean Reed's audio boo in order to focus on the wasp, because I wanted really to be with the wasp. Full time, my total attention. The wasp is now moving towards the inside of the circle. He's moved away from the rim, if you like, of the base to about three-quarter ways around. I wonder how long the wasp would live in there. Anyway, I'm not going to be cruel. I'm going to release the wasp. A bit like, you know, release the Holloway 5 or release the Maharapa. Oh, no, forgive me. I'm just playing with words. But yes, a little wasp. It's not like a fly in your soup, you know, a wasp in my bottle. But it is possible to be mindful of a wasp in a green Heineken bottle. It is a little mustard coloured inside as opposed to a decent yellow. I wonder if... Well, I don't wonder anymore. I've said quite enough about the wasp. There can't be more than one or two people in the entire world who would be interested in a man obsessed with a wasp for a short while. He kind of walks around. It could be a she-wasp, couldn't it? Are all wasps of the same gender, except the queen wasp? Oh dear, I'm out of my depth. But anyway, this little wasp is underneath the premium quality part of the bottle, where it says, brewed with passion for quality. I actually must admit that never in my life did I realise that Heineken claim that they brew with passion for quality to an original recipe, and that they won a gold medal in Paris in 1875, and they won the Grand Prix in Paris in 1889, and that they hors concours membre du jury Paris, or maybe they were on the jury in Paris, I don't know, in 1990. And it looks like the company of Heineken was established in 1873. Now, if it wasn't for the wasp, I really wouldn't be aware that as they project their brand, Heineken give you a lot of dates. This is made in Amsterdam. Exclusively for Heineken Ireland, Cork. And there's even a consumer hotline. 1-850-51-44-66. And it should be served cold. Wow. This wasp is really, and it's not for resale, this bottle. And it's brewed with only three things. Not surprised, really. Only three things. Water, fair enough. Malted barley, right? And hops. That's it. That's all. And it's brewed and bottled in Amsterdam, or at least by Heineken company from Amsterdam, and the wasp is flying up this The wasp has never risen above an inch from the base of the bottle. But I guess I owe a lot to the wasp, because I'll now be able to speak a bit more knowledgeably about the sort of things you get on a Heineken bottle. So, thank you, wasp. I think I'll take you outside and shake the bottle. Bloody ungrateful wretch. I shook the bottle and it flew up, and the next minute it banged against my forehead and gave me a bit of a fright, but moved on. So there we are. That's it. The true story of a single wasp on a Sunday afternoon. Bye-bye.